the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. May his blessing be with Solomon.
Ben shoy, so open not, you open so tiro, open or tireni, so spiere, so sepshiri, mf not, yet a on pi o unaf shaini. Pi o o fa penno di pesha in tenene tiro amin.
From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. All the earth shall worship you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today we are talking about, on Sunday, a miracle of the fishing. And if I go back to the Gospel, and in the Bible it's written two times it's written that the miracles. One before resurrection, and the second one, it's after resurrection. The first one, Jesus Christ said, "Go to the deep and launch the net," and only. He didn't mention anything about, for example, like a right or a left. It's totally different. But the second one, he said, "No, go in the deep and launch your net on the right only." It's totally different before resurrection and after resurrection. Now it's a time when Jesus Christ launched the net, and we also too, through him, we launch our net to catch all the fish over the world. And the people will go inside the net, inside the boat of the church, and they will believe in Christ. And they will live with him. But after resurrection, there is no time. Only Jesus Christ will catch only the people and the righteous people, and they will go to heaven with him. Today I will go through this miracle and what happened, and I will try to to meditate and go through this, what circumstances happened, and let's see together what is the goal of Christ to do that. You can imagine that the disciples and the fishermen, they spend all the night and all the night, they spend all the night without anything, without any fish. Even there is no nothing. And for them, it's a catastrophe. They will go back to their home and they will ask, for example, the people, the family, they will ask, where is the fish? Where is the money? There is no money. They live day by day. So they have nothing in their hands, and they have nothing, and they have to go to back to their home and their family, and the family will ask, hey, where is the money? From where we will eat? So they are thinking about that. They are thinking about what we will do. I have nothing in my hands. If my family or my kids, I will ask about the money, about anything, I will ask, I will let them know that I have nothing in my hands. So the people, the disciples, are try to clean and wash their net at the time, and they have nothing to do. Khalas. Everything now is gone. They have nothing in their hands. But they are free. If they have a lot of fish, they will be busy to sell the fish, to have the money, to count the money, to do anything. So at that moment, exactly, Jesus Christ chose them and said, can I borrow your boat because I wanted to teach? God tried to approach me with many ways. Sometimes he tried to talk to me like slowly in my ear. You listen to me? And sometimes when I'm busy, so he tried to stop me sometime with some troubles. Don't worry if we are in some troubles or we are in some temptation. Believe that the God who is the Pantokrator, Dabit al-Kul, who create me, he allowed to go through these troubles because he wanted to talk to me. If I take all the troubles by this way, I will listen to his voice. It's only the way that the disciples listen to Jesus Christ and they met him face by face, like, and they let him also go inside the boat. The boat is empty. The boat is empty. There is nothing. There is no fish. So that's why when Jesus Christ said, can I go inside? Yes, for sure. I have nothing to do now. So when you are busy, there is many things inside you. You will never listen to Christ. I have to leave everything to go and pray. I have to leave everything to come to the church. I have to leave everything in my mind, my thought, to talk to him. So even if I have a trouble, so I have to listen also to God. I will go to the pollen, St. Paul said today, what he said. He said, for is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Number one, we receive the light of Christ inside our heart. We receive the Holy Spirit inside me, and I can know exactly what is the bad, what is the wrong, what is the right. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. This is exactly, if I have a trouble, St. Paul said to me, if you are inside a trouble, if you are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. And I will ask myself how I can do, like I will be hard pressed every side, but I can't be crushed. It's only by Christ. Again, if I am, take all the troubles, and I take all the troubles and say to myself, this is coming from God, and I will listen, and I will go to God and tell him, this is only what I have to do. I have nothing to do else. I'm praying for you. Be with me. And I wanted to listen to your words. So that's why Jesus Christ said, yes, I'm here. I will talk to you, Habibi, don't worry. Maybe I come with the troubles because I wanna make you maybe free a little bit to listen to me. And not only that, Jesus Christ, as if he said to Peter and to the disciples, launch your net. And he also launched his net and he caught all the disciples. And he said, not now, you will not be a fisherman, you will be a fisherman for the people and you will catch the people. The light that I give it to you will be shine and you will attract all the other people. At Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah 16:16, behold, I will send for many fishermen, say the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. This is Jeremiah 16:16. He didn't send only the disciples. He sent me too. He sent every one of you. We are Christians and we are fishermen also too in this world. God, first point I wanted to tell you about, number one is God try to talk to you every day. But the problem that I'm not letting him talk to me. I try to listen maybe, but the problem that I'm not giving him the time to listen. That's why the second point when he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Peter said, we spent all the night and we have nothing. Like as a fisherman, like I said, like we did a lot of efforts. Maybe we can strive in this life. And we can do a lot of efforts. I can come to the church and I can go and I can pray and I can open the Bible. But finally, I find myself like I'm empty. Where am I now? There is nothing. There is no fruit. There is no improvement in my spiritual life. And when I ask someone, for example, how is your spiritual life? It's good. I'm coming to the church. I'm reading the Bible and also praying in the morning and at night. And where is your improvement in your spiritual life? So he said, I'm good. I'm doing well. You're doing well? Okay, I will tell you, you really, really, this is like your relationship with God like that. I will ask you some questions. How long you stay with him? Like it's like 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the night, and maybe if I read the Bible, it will take 2 minutes. This is a love of, your love to God? Okay. If you really say that I'm good with God, my spiritual life is very good. So I have another question. How long you stay and you talk? And how long you stay and talk and listen? Even if we are serving and I have no time between me and between God, it's nothing, it's null. If I'm running to serve the people, I'm doing everything well, and I have no deep relationship, that's why he said, Jesus Christ said to Peter and to the disciples, go to the deep. The depth is not only I'm reading the Bible like that, I'm thinking, yeah, I finished two chapters today. I finished also all the book of whatever. And I finished everything and said, yes. I come to the church and also I take the communion. I'm good. But what is the depth? How long we stay with God? If the God is a very important, like he's the first in my life, another question. Is God is the center of my life? Another question. Is God, I'm taking him with me in every day. For example, I'm driving the car and I'm going to anywhere and I'm asking God, how are you today? Can you be with me? I'm talking with him even inside the car. All of that, all this question I have to ask myself. That's why Jesus Christ said to the disciples, go to the deep and launch your net. You will never catch anything. You will never be a good man or woman and with a good relationship with God without the depth. This spiritual life or superficial spiritual life, it would not add to me anything. I have to sit down with myself. I was talking to the youth on Friday, and we were talking about how to build my happiness. One of that, I have to set up my goals. I said to them on Sunday, you have to sit down by the end of the day, and you have to write down the goal of the week. You have to write, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to go to school. I have to finish my studies. I have to do that at home. I have to do that in my spiritual life too. And I have to read the Bible that, and I have to understand the word of God. If it's something I didn't understand, I have to go back to my father of confession or my servants or whatever who, and I have to ask also to, what is that? I didn't understand. I remember one of the book like that Abuna Matta he wrote. He said, sometimes I have no one to ask. So I was fighting with God. I'm asking him all the day to let me know what is the meaning of this word in the Bible. We are doing that. The depth in my spiritual life, the depth in my relationship with God. It's not only because for example, I read only the Bible and it is good. And I do like a checklist. I read the Bible today. I attend the liturgy and I took the communion. And I do that in my checklist. Yes. And when I'm going to my father of confession, how is your spiritual life? Yes, it's good. Very good. Actually, it's very good, but maybe I have some sense. But what is not, this is a good relationship with God. It's not. So, number one, God tried to talk to me through many ways. And number two, if I listen to him, I wanted to go with him more deep in my relationship, as he said it to Peter. And after that, he will shine. His light will be shine. The light will be clear to him, to us. So Peter said, how you are here? Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Like finally, he discovered who is God, who is Jesus Christ. He discovered who is Jesus Christ now, who is he's like, he's my God, he's my Lord, he's the Almighty. So he said, no, depart from this part, from this place. I can't, I'm a sinful. As we said 2 weeks ago for the sinful woman, she couldn't, like, she went to Jesus Christ and she broke the alabaster. Because she couldn't, like, imagine that her life will be without him. Peter discovered who is Jesus Christ. When I'm searching, I'm trying to know who is Christ inside me, he will reveal himself to me again. He will tell me, Habibi, I am your father. And not only, I'll tell you something very important too. It's not only the light will be inside your heart. You will see how the light will shine to the people also too. The people, everyone outside, they will see Christ inside you. not by talk, and not by preaching, and not, for example, like, I'm a Christian. No, by your deeds. Maybe also with our deeds. Maybe the people will see your face and say, "This is." I will see. They will see Christ on your face. Christ came, and he said, "I'm here. I wanted to please imitate me." I will read also to. In Ephesians. In Ephesians 5. Verse 15. He said, verse 14. Therefore, he says, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." So, St. Paul said to the people, because they sometimes they didn't understand where they are, so he tried to say to them, okay, therefore he says, and as it Christ, he said, "Awake, you sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Christ will give you the light. So, what I have to do to change my life? Okay, I understand that he said that maybe he come to talk to me, but what is the steps to change my life? What is the steps? Give me like example or a module to follow, but the problem that I can't do this by myself. So he said, therefore he says, "Awake you sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as a wise." انظروا كيف تسلكون بالتدقيق لا كجهلاء بل كحكماء. I have to see exactly how aware I'm walking. Number one, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as a wise. Number 2, redeeming the time because the days are evil. مفتدين الوقت لأن الأيام شريرة. يبقى أول حاجة أسلكه بالتدقيق. Walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but otherwise. Number 2, redeem the time because the days are evil. How many times I lose the time by on the social media, on the Facebook, by talking, by gossiping, whatever what I'm doing, and I'm losing all my time. Number 3, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand the will of God inside my life. I wanted to know, I remember a word when I watched the movie of Abuna Filteos. When Abuna Filteos, he said to Pope Kyrollos, and Pope Kyrollos asked him to go and to build and to help in St. Mina Monastery. So Abuna Filteos said, "Sayyidina, I can't because I wanted to stay in my cell, in my monastery." So Pope Kyrollos answered him and replied, "You wanted to change, Abuna Filteos, you want to change what God is drawing for you in this life. Everyone, God had a picture for him, and he tried to tell him what he has to do, what is the right. And I'm free to choose what is exactly the right or wrong. So I have to listen what God tried to tell me to do. So every day in the morning, ask God, what you want? What you want from me to do? And I will listen to you, and I will accept, and I will obey." So, 3 words or 3 verses I have to follow. From St. Paul, he said, "See then, if I wanted to change my life, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as a fools, but as wise." Number 2, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Number 3, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Utmatu Krator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was
buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits on the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father, who with the Father and the Son who shall be glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Schliele flogison
e pe prosafki stasite
es mo erene pa